More civilians fall victim to the Saudi aggression on Yemen amid fresh airstrikes on the impoverished country. Four people, including a man and his daughter, were killed as Saudi jets bombarded multiple residential areas in Taiz province. Five others were also injured in air raids on Saada. Saudi warplanes also launched 16 airstrikes on multiple locations across Ma'arib province. More than 7,100 Yemenis have lost their lives since Riyadh started its air campaign against Yemen in late March. Hossein al-Bukhaiti, Yemeni activist and political commentator, joins us now via satellite from the Yemeni capital Sana'a to bring us up to speed on the continued Saudi campaign of death and destruction against the people of Yemen. Mr. al-Bukhaiti. Over to you, sir. Talk to us about the continued campaign of death and destruction that the Saudis have been carrying out against the people of Yemen, where we're seeing Yemeni women and children, mostly civilians, that is, are suffering the brunt of these attacks.
As you mentioned, there was an airstrike in Taiz killing a man and his daughter. And as well, I've just received the news that while first aid responders are trying to get to that area, Al-Qaeda has opened fire on them, not allowing them to reach that area which was struck by the Saudi United Arab jet. And there are reports that two of the people who were trying to dig for any more survivor were killed by attacks from Al-Qaeda position close by to that area. And we've seen this strike and the continuing of this strike against Yemen for 8 months now. And there is no any international attention towards what happened in Yemen. From the beginning of these attacks, over 24,000 civilian casualty, 8,000 of them were killed. And we've seen that what happened like in Paris attacks, we've seen that attention that Paris attacks and terrorist attack there are getting into international media, and there are calls of meeting at the UN Security Council, and many country has declared their support for France. But in Yemen, it's totally different story. We've seen instead of having pressure on Saudi to stop targeting civilians, the United States has declared $1.3 billion in armed deals. They are giving the Saudi more bombs, more rocket to attack Yemeni, and the main target of those Saudi strikes are civilians, as we see every day.
Mr. al-Bukhaiti, would you say that the international community has failed the people of Yemen?
Yeah, of course they did, and we know that after 2 or 3 weeks, when the attack on Yemen has begun, there was this 2260 resolution from the UN Security Council. Instead of condemning the Saudi action, they have welcomed the Saudi action. They have enforced a blockade on Yemen. They have supported the Saudi to enforce this blockade to stop the so-called weapons from coming to Yemen. And the only weapons they want to stop to is to come to the Yemeni army, because we know that other parties who are fighting the Yemeni army and Ansarullah the Houthi are getting weapons from Saudi on a daily basis. And those groups are the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And this is really what makes the Yemeni people angry about the international community. While they condemn terrorist attack in France, they are supporting the Saudi in getting those weapons to Al-Qaeda. And just as an example, we've seen that the latest Al-Qaeda attack in Aden that targeted the former Prime Minister Baha, they used U.S. Humvees, which was provided by the United Arab Emirates to Al-Qaeda in Aden. And we've seen as well 3 weeks ago, Al-Qaeda has released a 16-minute video of their operation and fighting operation against they called Houthi and the Yemeni army in Taiz. So this is clear that what happens in France, they call it terrorist, and what happens in Yemen, they call it resistance, and they continue to support that, because Yemeni life, Muslim life, and Arab life in general, it means nothing to the international community.
Okay.
So the only way to stop and to is by Yemeni people to unite and to fight Al-Qaeda themselves without any help from anyone else.
Yemeni activist Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joining us from Sana'a. Thank you, sir.